sin is not one of the things that will not separate you from the love of God. All these things are external pressure. None is action or inaction of the believer. He didn't mention your obedience or disobedience. Every action and inaction of the believer matters to the believer and to God. So when you want to say that the actions and the inactions of every believer cannot separate them from the love of God, and then you quote this scripture, sir, in court, you will look like the hero when the judge says he is sitting on judgment to deliver judgment. That is when you will realize that you were only dreaming. That's when you realize that you were only dreaming as a lawyer to win a case that was dead on arrival. Sin in any believer is dead on arrival. That is to say, sin in any believer is the same as sin in an unbeliever. There is no believer's sin. Sin is sin. And if it separated the unbeliever from the love of God, it will separate the believer. I will tell you why later. So we see that two times now I have flawed Abel Damina. I have flawed Chris Oyahilome. I have flawed Mike Okonkwo, Paul Adeforasi, and all those low IQ people. These are people that believe they have read the Bible back and front, and there's nothing we will say that is good. In fact, Abel Damina says, no matter how we go around, we will come to terms with what he's saying, that is the position. That in the next 5 to 10 years, what this trash that he's teaching will be the norm of the church. Every pastor will buy into it. And he has not even reached 5 years. Many pastors are buying into it. If a man like me and others who don't believe, don't rise up to prove this thing, before you know it, Adebole might, God forbid, buy into it. Never say never. Because not everybody has this brain. Not everybody has these abilities. The great ones make the things that are difficult look easy. So in your own eyes, what I'm doing may be just very easy. Following Abel Damina around, listening to what he is saying, having to take what he's saying, go back to the Bible, and find whether it is right or wrong, it's not an easy task. That is why we did not want to leave the ministry God gave to us and start chasing rats in the bush. We decided to create a time for it, which is this studio time that we have. Sin is not one of the things that cannot separate us from the love of God. Don't let anybody drag you into that. It's a big lie of the devil projected in the church by Satanists. A lot of pastors are worshippers of Satan. They have already given up on themselves. Some are deceived by their own heart because they don't understand it well. But there are those who think, who are actually projecting this thing to catch the believer of God. And there is this stupid question the new used to ask. You, pastor, are you saying you have dealt with all your sin? If we check you now, we feel fine, say you get sin inside. They keep asking that question in order to silence the mouth of people. We are not pastors because we are holy and sinless. We are pastors because God called us to preach. That is not an excuse for anything. But I want to ask you a question. How does my going to hell benefit you if you meet me in hell? That is, if I'm in hell, and then you came and saw me, will you be comforted? Oh, thank God I'm not alone. Pastor is even here. Will it comfort you? When you are also doing your own, how will my suffering comfort you? How will my suffering ease your own? So if I'm going to hell, you will go to hell. That I am preaching and I am living in sin. Should I preach my sin to you? My duty is to preach Christ to you. Number one thing about Christ is he is sinless. Behold, the spotless Lamb of God. Number two thing about Christ, he is holy. So, I am called to preach Christ, not myself. If I finish preaching today, and I go and enter into somewhere and do anything that I do, I have saved you. I have told you the truth.
Yes, sir.
I may be a castaway at the end of my life. I may go to hell. But on earth, I led nobody to hell. I gave you the truth. You may go to heaven. You will be in heaven and look for me and not see. And they say, my pastor, he is the one that taught me what brought me here. I need to see him. And the angel says, sorry, he didn't make it. He said, how? He was my pastor. Say, yes, he pastored you well, but he was living in sin. So he didn't make it. You will cry in heaven. They will give you a handkerchief, you wipe away your tears. But you will be so happy that I didn't drag you to hell with me.
Yes,
so we are not here to preach our weaknesses to you. We are not here to preach your weaknesses to you again. We already are in sin. We already are weak. We already are in trouble. Why should we preach ourselves to ourselves? We preach Christ, the one who didn't sin, the one who didn't disobey God, the one who was holy, the one who was spotless. That is the one we present to you. You cannot enter the presence of the Father with sin. You have to be like Jesus to be with God. So if you like, keep laughing at me. They are talking like this. If they check you now, maybe they see one sin inside your life. Okay, follow me. When I end in hell, you will end there with me. Let me see how you will be comforted that pastor is here. Let me see how you will be happy that hell, maybe in hell, the fire of hell will quench because I came there. Yeah, hell now. You see that? Any believer enters hell, the hell will go off. Go enter. Ordinary fire that is not up to hell in your backyard. Let your wife put charcoal and call you to come and match the charcoal since you are a believer. Let's see how the charcoal will quench. Some people will talk rubbish, rubbish, rubbish! Nonsense! And what pains me is that my capital, Uyo, is where that, let me not use bad words, where that, I don't know whether to call human being, is using to preach this rubbish to the whole world. You cannot even touch the fire of the gas cooker in your house as a child of God, and that fire will quench. You are talking about if a believer enters hell, the hell will quench. A believer. And they are shouting, bring it, Papa. Don't worry. Keep living in sin. It will not separate you from the love of God. When you find yourself in hell, you will call Daddy Abel. Then you hear his voice there. He said, you there here too? I there. You told us that no sin will bring us to hell. That is where Abel will tell you, do you suffer your own, make I suffer my own. Brother, hell is real.
Yes, sir.
As well as heaven.
Yes, sir.
Don't let anybody drag you into it.
Yes, sir.
Any teaching from any man of God, whether a fine boy or ugly boy, if it does not sanctify Jesus in your eye, If it doesn't present the sinlessness of Christ, don't listen to it. Forget about praise the Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise Jesus. It no grow for America. Now for Nigeria, it grew. All that bless the Lord. Now here in Lena. All that curly hair. No, be America. Now be me, boy. Now be me, boy. Do you know why they call his church Christ Embassy? He went to the embassy to seek, the American embassy to seek for visa to America. They denied him. That is why he said, because you deny me visa, I'm going to start my own embassy. And you will beg me to come to your country. Actually, they beg him to come to the country. He goes there to preach because of the miracles he's doing. But that's why he called it Christ Embassy. The real name of that church is Believers Love World. Chris Oyahinome was preaching this thing that Abel Damina is preaching. Even when he was in the campus in Benin. When Abel Damina was not in the campus, he was not in university, Chris was preaching this thing. This thing that Abel Damina is shouting, Chris Oyahinome preached it for years. So if we are talking about the fathers of this teaching, it's not Abel. He is the boy of the teaching. The fathers are Oyahinome. The finished work of Jesus on the cross of Calvary is not such that no matter what we do wrong will not cost us. No. The finished work of Jesus Christ of Calvary is this, that you cannot sin. He died so that you will and cannot sin. He that is born of God does not sin. That is what he did. He didn't die so that even if we sin, we will not miss heaven. No, that is not the finished work. The finished work is that I am dying here because you were the slave of sin. I am dying in your place so that you will no longer sin. So that I will save you from the hand of sin. Go back to the book of Romans chapter 8, the verse 2 now. Hallelujah. Amen. What Jesus offered us in eternal life is sinlessness. What is the definition of grace? Sinlessness. Whether I, that I'm preaching to you, have a sin in my life, the definition of grace is not me. It is sinlessness. The power not to sin. That is the meaning of the word grace. For the Bible says, he was tempted in all ways, yet without sin. The next verse. Therefore, let us draw near to the throne of grace, that we may obtain help in the time of need. When is the time of need? In the time of temptation. So that we also can be tempted in all ways without sin. What happens to us when we now fall into sin? John, he said to the church, before I go there, let's finish with verse 2 of this. For the law, this is what set us free. For the law of the spirit of life in Christ Jesus has set us free from the law of sin and death. What these pastors are preaching is that the law of the spirit of life in Christ Jesus has set us free from death, grave, and hell. They leave sin out. Read it with me. For the law of the spirit of life in Christ Jesus, that is the law of eternal life, has made me free from the law of sin and death. You cannot deal with death or grave or hell if sin is running loose. Sin is the captain of death, the captain of grave and hell. sin, there is no death. There is no grave. There is no hell. So God could not have dealt with death, dealt with grave, dealt with hell, and left sin alone. He's wasting time. If sin is free, sin will revive death. Sin will revive grave. Sin will revive hell. So God is not that stupid to be running around and chasing shadows and leaving the real. What introduces us to death is sin. That is why I said the law of the spirit of eternal life. Why eternal life is given to us is so that it will deliver us first from sin. Because sin and death are twins. If one appears, the other one is there. Even if it's in London, when sin has gotten a man, he will call death. Death, we don't catch one, he will come down now. Nah, he will come down and take that one. Give it to the grave, give it to the grave. Quickly, before people will come and pray and raise him from the dead, they will hand over to the grave. Then one pastor will come. God give it and God take it away. When our brother was alive, we prayed for him, and if God wanted him to live, he would have revived him. Now there's nothing to do. Put him in the grave. It is death and sin that are afraid that somebody may come and raise him from the dead. So let's bury him quickly. And grave will say, even the grave is not too safe. Push him into hell. Hell, keep him there for us. Do you understand? Sin is the enemy. So that is the only thing that can separate a believer from Christ Jesus. Sin. Then what happens to us when we sin? If we sin, sorry, not when, because when is like an assurance that we will always sin. If after we understand that it is sinlessness that is given to us, still temptation overpowers us and we sin. If we do sin, let's go to the book of 1 John and see what John told us. Praise the Lord. Amen. Look at what John told us, how we are going to handle this matter. John said to us in the book of 1 John, amen. He said to the church, not to the world. John wasn't writing to the world. He was writing to the church of God, to the people of God. Amen. To the beloved of the Lord. From verse 5. This then is the message which we have heard from who? Jesus, him. And declare unto you that God is light, and in him is no darkness at all. If God is light, is sin possible in the light? Amen. So every sin is done in darkness. Abi? If we say that we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie. If we say that we have fellowship with God and walk in sin, we lie. Amen? We lie. So the day a man is comfortable with sin or deceive his heart that sin will not take you to hell, he is lying. For your fellowship with God is broken in sin. It's broken in darkness. The works of darkness are what we call sin. And do not, it says, we lie and do not the truth. But if we walk in light, as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another. And the blood of Jesus Christ, his son, cleanses us from all sin. Why didn't the blood of Jesus Christ do any other thing? Why is the blood of Jesus against sin? Cleanses us from all sin. Now, is the cleansing automatic? Because some people say, when we are fellowship, as we are now, I remember one man of God, one evangelist. He said, when you are in fellowship, as you are now, why you should come to fellowship is that while we are preaching the gospel, the blood of Jesus is walking around, cleansing us. Heresy and lies. It has resurfaced again. And the champion of it is Abel Damina. Championing what he does not know anything about. All he does is to quote Greek and Hebrew. Just so that he can deceive his heart and deceive the heart of those whom he should have guided rightly. He said, the blood of Jesus Christ is not from all sin. Is it automatic? Let's move to the next verse. If we don't mean human race, Christians. Because this Bible is written to the Jew, to the Christians. John is writing this particular epistle to the believers, not to the unbelievers. If we confess our sin, if we say that we have no sin, that means as a Christian, you now say, because I'm born again, anything I am doing is not recorded against me. God does not hold sin against anybody. I have no sin. You are seeing my sin, but God is seeing my righteousness. You are seeing my sin, but God is seeing my holiness. I am the righteousness of God in Christ. You're a liar. You don't know who we are. You don't know who we are in Christ. He didn't say we are going to be righteous. He didn't say we have to be righteous. He said, I am the righteousness of it. I'm already righteous. He said, if you say that kind of thing, if you say sin is not sin because you've already been forgiven, if you say that kind of thing, that's John talking about, though. That this is a message we receive from him. Is Jesus. What did Jesus taught them? Is what they are teaching. So these words are the words of Jesus. The same Jesus that hung on the cross for you. Say, if you say as a believer, now that you have come into Christ, that the things you do, that is sin, is no longer sin. You have no sin because you've been washed with the blood. You are clean. He said, if you say it, if that is your thinking pattern, if that is your way of thinking, we deceive ourselves. Abel Damina is a deceiver. Who deceived himself is now deceiving the world. Oyahilome is a deceiver. Who deceived himself is now deceiving the rest of the world. So with Michael Compo, Paul Adefalasi, and all those that agree with this witchcraft that Abel Damina is preaching. Amen. But how do we get the blood of Jesus to cleanse us? He said, we say, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. We, the believers, we, the Christians, not the unbelievers. Then he says, if we, the Christians, confess our sins, that means as a Christian, you may sin. You may sin. Amen? As a Christian, you may sin. It is probability of sinning as a Christian is 0.00000000000000000000001. There is no possibility of your sinning if you know what Jesus did for you. If you know what the cross means, there is no possibility of your sinning. Sin of the past, sin of the present, sin of the future has been removed so that you enter the future, you can see sin for you to commit. You have to look for sin to commit. But do you know what they are preaching? That God has forgiven you the sin of your past, any sin you're committing now, and the one you will commit. In other words, they assure you you will commit sin in the future. That no matter what you are going to commit in the future, God has already forgiven it. But what the Bible says, God has nailed sin to the cross. He has taken away the sin of the past. The sin you ought to, if you committed any sin now, that sin is not supposed to be part of your life. He has already taken away that sin. And the ones that lie in the future to tempt you, he has already taken it away. So that when you came into Christ, he gave you a sin-free life. A sinless life. If we sin, we shall change ourselves. We were given a sinless life. So you don't even talk about sin. It should shock you when you sin. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Then he said, when we realize this sin, when we realize, when we check ourselves with the Bible and realize that one of the things the Bible calls sin, we have done it. Here is how to deal with it as a Christian, not unbeliever. If we confess that particular sin, whatever it is the Bible calls sin, if you confess it when you realize you have committed it, he is faithful and just to forgive us. First, us. Not the world, us. To forgive us first, our sins. Not the sins of the world, our own sins. And to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. So this, the blood of Jesus cleanses us, only happens when you confess your sin. So what happens when you don't confess it as a Christian? And you say, well, I'm a Christian. What am I confessing? What am I confessing? I've already been forgiven of every sin I will ever sin. He said, when you don't confess your sin, when you notice you have sinned and you don't confess it, he said, it stays with you. There is no forgiveness, no cleansing. So the blood of Jesus cleanses us of all our sin. It's when we confess to Jesus. Acknowledging this thing is not part of eternal life. This thing I just did now is not part of eternal life, which you gave me. So forgive me. And he will forgive you and cleanse you of it.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Then lastly. Amen.
Amen.
He now went on to say, if we say we have not sinned because we are born again, we make him a liar. And his word is not in us. So that word Abel Damina is preaching is not the word of God. It is Bible, it is quoting, but it is not the word of God. That is not the message of Jesus. That is the message of leaders of the house of darkness, the house of sin, leaders of the kingdom of hell, the people that are already going to hell and they want to drag you and I into hell with them. No matter the sin I commit in this life, I will never tell you that sin will not take you to hell. I'd rather die and go to hell. Nobody send me. As you see me, so I don't send you. That one not being say, I don't mean you well, yo. I mean you well. You don't send me, I don't send you. If I go and commit sin, I mean send myself. You send me. So why should I rub my sin on you? My duty as a pastor is to preach. To you, sinlessness. If you now say, pastor, you, they talk against sin. But when they see you, they do this. You want to follow me, John? Oh yeah, let's go now. When I go to hell after doing it, you will come and meet me there. That's if you don't go before me. I'm telling you how to go to heaven. You are looking at my life. Am I Christ? Amen. You are judging me. You are talking. You are saying nothing. Am I Jesus? Come and receive me into your life now. Am I your Savior? Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Amen.